Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush. He played for keeps. The enemy was all around. Didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back. He was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, 'cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his soul in numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. Walking with us on the last patrol.
The Last Patrol Radio Show is a program dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police and security, firefighters and EMS. This is a Veterans to Veterans ministry. By God's grace, we're here to serve and to help bring the truth to you through the word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man, that is a canine handler, in the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond we as veterans have is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and to hear from Him on how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio Program is a Talk to Vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veterans community and the caring and loving people who bring information, loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are the brave in that home. You and I have a lot to share on subjects we can learn from. Using the Perfect Operations Planning Manual, the POPM, also known as the Bible. Heart to heart, vet to vet, patriot to patriot, welcome home. The Last Patrol is about realizing that we have a mission that we're being called to. Each of us has a special place in this patrol. We have and are now continuing specialized training for this task and mission. This is a highly motivated and extremely skilled operations team with overpowering strength, courage, and leadership support. The air power as well, the universe knows none is awesome. The ground troops are all in the army of the Lord. We are God's warriors. Who can stand against us? Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Walk with us on the Last Patrol. Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall with the Last Patrol Radio Show. It is an honor today to be able to feature some wonderful music by a local man here in Florida that has an incredible talent when it comes to writing, producing, and even playing the instruments and singing. He is a truly Renaissance man and a good man of God. We'll be listening to some music by Ed Verner, and I think you're going to enjoy this. Before we get to that music, I would just like to say it's been quite a while since I've been able to get back here in the studio. We've had a major malfunction when it came to computer crashes. Also, some situations where the software did not want to work, was not being supported anymore. Maybe that's because I had older computers with running XP instead of the modern. Well, let's just don't go there. But because of some generous people out there, wanted to help our studio and wanted to help our cause, to be able to reach veterans on this very special radio ministry, we're able to do some upgrades here and be able to revamp the studio and be able to bring it into the modern era, and also to be able to learn some new programming techniques and being able to work and get the message back out. Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us to be able to serve our veterans, and serve our patriots, serve our first responders and our men in blue. The first song we're going to listen to, Ed Verner produced. He did not sing in this one, but he produced the music, wrote the words, wrote the music, and it's a very neat song. I Was There. Some very unique worship music. Take a listen.
Daddy, did you see me? I fell down and skinned my knee. I came to rest in a bloody pile. Tears poured out of me. And I cried for you. Daddy, did you see me? Shoes fell off and laughed, and I was so afraid. And I looked for you, and I wondered, were you there? You said, yeah, I was there, and I'll be here, 'cause I'm your dad.
I was there, and I'll be.
If I can encourage you to go to YouTube and look for Ed Verner, and you'll see some wonderful music. It really touches the soul. His worship music, not only that, but the other music that he's produced is a haunting beauty to it. It's a spiritual beauty. One of the songs I like, and I'll ask Ed if we can play it before we go to the live interview at his studio, is a song he did on about a train. I love trains, but we'll get into that later. This next song is a song that Ed sings, and another one that he wrote, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. Folks, it's such a privilege and such an honor to serve God and to have God put good men of God and good talented people at our disposal so that they can share with us the glory and the talents that are God-given. Thanks, Ed.
There's a place in the world for a gambler. He believes that the bells and the tumblers are fair. He has faith in the rule of the numbers. You're not there, Lord, you're not there. There's a song in the heart of a woman that only the truest of loves can release. And when you're in the heart of a woman, she said, set free, Lord, she set free. There's a light at the end of the darkness, a calm at the eye of every storm.
I hope you enjoyed that song and enjoyed the music. I would like to play one other thing. Now, this isn't a song. This is to give you a little insight about the man, about some of his beliefs and some of his opinions, which are, I must say, outstanding and right on point. NFL season's getting ready to start. Or may already be started by the time you hear this broadcast. But I myself, as a veteran, and I know other Patriots out there also, have a little problem with people that do not want to stand up for the national anthem. Now, I know it's their right to protest and so forth, but I would like to listen, have you listen to Ed's perspective on this. It kind of goes right to the point and is very logical. If you would, take a listen.
So my thoughts on the standing for the national anthem scenario that's playing out now across the country, it's become quite the thing to debate this. And I don't think two wrongs make a right. When it comes to nationwide symbols like the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance or the flag, it is about all of us. It's not about you. And I think in the case of the NFL, you have the National Football League. I think in that case it would be certainly within the rights of the owners of the teams and or the coaches to require it, with the idea being they have the ability to be punitive to those who don't. They could, for example, say, fine, you want to protest and you want to exert your First Amendment right to not do this, that's fine, but we as your employers have the right to fire you. And if you still want to protest based on that urge of yours to make a statement and to use the platform of our national television coverage to make your personal statement, then we hope you'll enjoy doing it without the need for us to pay you millions of dollars to do other things. But in the end, I personally, I'll take my hat off and I will salute the flag and I will say that stand for the playing of the national anthem, assuming I'm able. Mainly because I believe our nation deserves it. Are we the best nation in the world? It's arguable. Are we a great nation? Yes. Could we be better? Sure. Could we have been better 20 years ago? Yes. Hopefully we'll be better in the future. But is there another country to which I wish to pledge my allegiance? No. If there was, I would go there. If I want to make changes within our nation, it is my right to argue to do so. But I don't think you effectively argue for a unified, progressive change in the right direction by disrespecting and bashing your own country. I think you do it better by calling attention to injustice, by asking the good people of America to help you make change. I think when you do it with caustic disrespect to a nationwide symbol, it has nothing to do with race. The flag was not black, it is not white, it is not Mexican-American, it is not American, Indian-American. The flag is the United States of America, the country in which I reside. I think in order for you to honor that is not being disrespectful to a fringe group that you might think needs better treatment. Whereas the fringe few who wish to sit in protest and use their national celebrity as a chance to spotlight, I think in a way they are disrespecting the entire nation in order to make a point about a subset of the nation. I personally think that's wrong. It's not about any one group of people who feel victimized. It's not about any one group who feel heroic. It's about the entirety of our nation. There are people who have fought and died carrying that flag to liberate the suffering victims of the Nazi regime. You disrespect way more good than you call attention to the bad that needs changing. I think just because you're calling attention to something that's wrong, that entitles you to do something wrong in order to do so. If something's wrong, help fix it. But you don't fix it by creating another wrong. Two wrongs do not make a right.
The Bible tells us in Psalm 33, verses 10 through 21, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purpose of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse has a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all great strength it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope in his unfailing love to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help, our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. In Proverbs 14, verse 34, Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. We serve a glorious, loving God who looks down on us, understands all of us. He's trustworthy. Our nation has had its ups and downs, and we may be in a period now where maybe we're on the rebound. I pray that we are. But we must not forget, how did we get there? In my opinion, the reason why we got so far down is that we forgot to turn to the Lord. We let so many distractions happen. We let so many people and their wrong lies that they've been told stop our thinking and stop our known logic and love of the Lord. They try to put a question mark in there. This is the time that we need to stand very firm. This is the time that we need to trust in the Lord on everything that we do. And in everything we do, praise the Lord for what we have. I know this ministry is a gift. I am so honored that the Lord has chosen to give me this platform to be able to reach the true patriots that still love this country. And maybe some folks that are out there that may be having a doubt about Jesus Christ can listen and hear. And maybe their eyes will open a little bit wider, and that darkness that covers their heart, a little pen light will shine. Have you ever been in a room that's completely dark, absolutely black, dark, and seen just a little pinhole of light? And that entire room, a little pinhole of light comes in, and the first thing it does, it attracts your attention. And if you were able to enlarge that pinhole and make it larger and larger and larger, and flood that dark room with light, that's what I pray that will happen to you, that you will see that pinhole of light and be able to open that opening of truth coming through by accepting and listening and opening your heart to hear the truth of our Savior Jesus Christ. I mentioned earlier that one of the songs that I really enjoy that Ed Verner has is a song, kind of a train song, I guess, and it's called Blending In. Now, if you go to YouTube and take a look at this song, you'll see that the video shows he's on an Amtrak train and showing looking out the window. Now, years back, I had the opportunity to take a train all the way from Tampa, Florida, to Los Angeles, California. I was in the business at the time. I was in the security business and crowd management business, and I was doing the Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. And I had some time before I had to get there. I had about 2 weeks ahead of time to be part of the planning and making sure we have the manpower and what the assignments were going to be. So I had some time before I got there. I decided, instead of flying out, I love trains. And I said, you know what would be neat? It's just to take a nice long train trip. And we left Tampa. One of the things that I noticed, and you'll see on that video that he has, you're seeing some of the places that you don't see from the normal highways and the normal roads. You're seeing the back part of America. You're seeing the heart of what America used to have. See, the trains and the train track used to go through the most important parts of the city, the most important parts of the manufacturing area, and where farmers and would bring up their crops to be able to ship out, were brought to the railroad stations. And to see a time going by and see those buildings crumbling and seeing all the wasted buildings as the time goes by, it's like riding through a museum of America. And it seems like the Rust Belt that you see when you get up by Gary, Indiana, or anyway through the big towns where you see some of the old factories and so forth that have been closed down and for years, it's just kind of hurts your heart a little bit, because you know that at one time that there was a vibrant, vibrant area, that this was, people were working hard and families were being raised, and it was alive with action. And to see it as the proverbial ghost line at the end of the steel rails, and this winding through America, looking at it's like a ghost trail. Haunting music. Wonderful accompaniments by looking at that video, being able to see the train as it goes by. But just imagine and listen to these words. Are we all just blending in?
got a bottle of wine from an old grapevine, but I'm not sure where to go. On the train all night with the flashing light and the weight of a heavy load. The clacking of time and the leaving behind, and I don't know how it will go. And I am blessed. The shops are all closed, and only heaven knows where my America has gone. The click and the clack of this old railroad track is worn down to the bone. And the part I play in the sad decay sings out, you reap what you sow. And I
My name is Ed Verner. I'm a composer, singer-songwriter for Lyrics, Logic, and Lullabies. I know it's self-serving in a way to say that you're a Renaissance man, but that's probably the best description of myself I would give if I was being honest. I'm a United States Coast Guard captain, sailing captain, and I'm real proud of that. It took a lot of energy and time to be able to feel comfortable sailing that type of vessel that well. And, of course, I'm a family man. I love my family, and I love things associated with teaching and being with my family and my children. All of those things find their way into my music sometimes. And, of course, a big theme for me is frequently storytelling, whether it's a story I lived or a story that I saw and watched. I like to do that. Producer and I were talking recently about songs that have a circle that come back to either closing out the story or one of those stories that's almost a circle, like the, sometimes the circle of romance or the circle of love, or even at times the circle of death. Life coming all the way back around until it's over. I enjoy those kind of themes and music.
I need her watching out for the moon. She wakes up late for the moon.
All my childhood piano lessons were at my home, and Mom and Dad, they just had an upright. I never really played a grand until I went to my grandma's house. And I remember the first time I played her grand. She had a Chickering mid-sized grand. And I was like, oh my God, you know, this is for me. Now I got serious about playing piano.
I found this piano. I also played an 1876 piano exactly like this. It was a Style 2 grand, which is the precursor to the B, which people know is probably the best studio grand piano made.
I had fallen in love with grand pianos, and I had been around antique, different era Steinways, and I'd learned a lot about the different larger size grands.
And one day I got a call from a Steinway dealer not far from here, actually, Clearwater. And he called me over. He said, Ed, I remember you, and we've got an old piano, but we don't know what it is. But, and he said one or two things about it, and I said, I'll be right over.
About 1873 was the last major technological improvement in piano design. Since then, yeah, we've had a few minor things, but the truth is, any Steinway piano made after 1873 or so has the potential to be amazing.
And long story short, I did a deal and left a deposit with one of the junior partners of the firm. And then later that night, I got a call from the owner of that Steinway dealership, basically begging to buy the piano back from me. And I was like, ain't no way, no way, Jose. I'm not letting this go. I knew what it was before you did, and you're in the business. And from that moment forward, they were happy to restore it for me to Steinway specifications. And it's been my instrument of choice, my favorite piano. And I've played a lot of great pianos in my life, but I have to admit, there's none I would trade this for.
A couple of years ago, I was working on trying to develop a logo, because not everybody wakes up in the morning and says, I wish I could find Ed Berner. But all I want to find is singer-songwriter. Well, that narrows me down to about 1 in 10 million. Then what about my songwriting is seems to be the core of it. And I put out some music, and I got some reviews, and I got some people to consult with me about just what am I, anyway. You think you know yourself, but it's self-actualization's not always that easy. One of the consultants had written back and he said, well, one thing I can tell you, you're a good lyricist. Even when your songs suck, the lyrics are good. And then obviously most of my songs have a somber quality. I generally can put you to sleep if I'm playing for you. So that whole lullaby thing, it made sense. Now you got two L's already. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. You know, it's like LL Bean. You know, you got to get something about it. And we came up with the phrase lyrics, logic, and lullabies.
Hello. My name is Ed Berner. I'm a composer, singer-songwriter for Lyrics, Logic, and Lullabies.
I am so looking forward to being able to visit Ed in his studio and be able to talk with him and get a real good insight, you know, good feeling. Years back, I mentioned that Ed was also a pilot and was an aerobatic pilot. Those of folks that know me know I'm kind of a wide but Ed invited me to come out and take a ride in his aircraft, and he had an aircraft which was a double winger. It was kind of small, pretty rugged craft though. I noticed the molly frame tubing, steel tubing, and it was
just built real tough. It was built tough to be an aerobatic plane, but he invited me to go for a ride with him, and we took off, and it was great. We did a couple turns and loops and so forth, and you know, I'm as an old Air Force guy, I love being around airplanes, love riding in airplanes, and I was lucky enough that I was able to fly him for a while privately, and Ed let me take the stick and fly a little bit, and it was just what a responsive aircraft. And I'll always remember that day, that blue airplane and that blue sky and just the freedom of that flight and the special moments that are ingrained and burned into that memory bank and that memory chip that we call a brain. Thank you, Ed, for that trip, and thank you for that memory. Before we go on the show, I would just like to mention a few things. The Last Patrol Radio Show, of course, are dedicating everything that we do is for the Lord. We ask each time before we go on the radio or each time before we start our production of our shows that we ask for His guidance and we ask for His words to come to our heart and to be able to speak. I'd like to just say this to all the folks that are listening out there. Thank you, for paying attention, and thank you for listening. And this music that we heard today is a special music. It's a calm music. It's a music that's soothing. It's a music that makes you think a little bit and think back and think forward, and just, it's so relaxing. Piano, the guitars, the vocals. It is all such a relaxing music. It's not pounding at you. It's not screaming at you. It's not rapping at you. It's what music is supposed to be. Pianos, he talked about, you know, the beautiful sound comes from those pianos. The beautiful ballads and the beautiful lyrics and the beautiful music. And God gives people certain talents, and He gives a grace about those talents. And I know Ed has talked about this before, is that, you know, sometimes people will get a talent and they start to becoming where the talent consumes them, where they think that the talent is all from them. And when they start losing that sight of where that talent comes from and who that talent really belongs to, things start to go wrong. Each of us have a talent. Each of us have a very special gift that God's given us. I pray that God has shown you what your talent is. Are you using it? Are you using it not just, okay, I'm good, I can build a house? That's good. And you know, you're providing for your family. But are you using that talent in the name of God? Are you letting Him inspire what He wants you to do with that talent? Look to Him. Trust Him. In today's world, we can be distracted very easily from what the Lord has for us to do. We can be distracted from talents that we didn't even know we have. I have a small etching that's done in copper that is hanging in my house. I had no idea that I had that talent. I did a copper etching. I was at the VA for 30 days for pain management issues and pain management course that we went through, or treatment and that we went through, and how to deal. And one of the things that was part of that for chronic pain was getting your mind off of it. Hobbies. Finding something that that you would like to try or like to do. I ended up trying to do a copper etching. Lord's talent, not mine, but I did it on something that I really enjoyed. In my mind, I had a picture of pheasant hunting with my dad, and I used to do that for years. We had two golden retrievers that were wonderful bird dogs, and that would work in front of us and not only point the and hold a point, but also retrieve the pheasant after it was shot and bring it back to you. And those crisp days of doing that were days that, just like I mentioned with Ed and flying the airplane, these are times that burn and will always be there, that are just great times that are in your memory. Well, I had that in my mind. I had captured that a scene in my mind. I started to etch it out. And when I was finished, after about a month of working on it, it looked pretty good. If I do say, for an old dog handler with hands the size of bear paws, came out pretty good. My wife actually came during the day one time when we were and spent the whole day with me as we went through all the whole programs and all the different things they had for us, the physical therapy, the swimming, the different pain management techniques that they were using. And then she went down with me when we had our time for the hobby time, and she couldn't believe that I was able to do the detail that I was with these bear paws. But it came out exactly the way I saw it and the way I saw it in my mind. I haven't tried any more since then. I've got involved, of course, with the radio show and the different things that the God has put in front of me here to be part of. But I can look at that, and I look at that in amazement, and I say, there's so many other things that people don't know what they can do unless they explore, unless they try, unless they get that picture in their mind and try to do it. You know, the Lord can put a wonderful picture not only in your mind, but a wonderful picture in your heart. And that is what true love is. And that is the caring, the giving, and the awesome salvation of Jesus Christ. I pray that those who are listening here today will get a chance to ask the Lord in prayer to open up in their mind's eye something new. A little update on the Last Patrol Radio Show and the Veterans Radio Ministries. Some exciting things are happening this year. We're creating and being able to shortly have our own website, which will host all the radio shows. All the radio shows will be archived there. And I invite you, once this is up, I will announce to everybody and try to send it out via email or however we can, Facebook or whatever, that this new website is up. And this website is going to be an open site. I mean, anything that's on that website, such as the interviews, the radio shows, I ask for you to download and share them. Share them with your friends. Spread that word out. Let's make this show something that God has made etched in people's minds about the love that we have for our veterans, the love and respect that we have for our country, the patriotism that is in our hearts that God gave us to stand for the truth and defend this country and defend the truth and not be swayed by those that want to lie and deceive. That's what we're looking to do. But above all, our most important thing is to bring the word and the life of Jesus Christ and the truth through the light of Jesus Christ. I thank you for listening to today's show. It has just been a pleasure to listen to this music, and it's just so relaxing. It really is. Thank you, Ed. We're looking forward to see you and talk to you and be on the air with you real soon. Let's close out with one more song from Ed. Recently, we had a solar eclipse here in the United States, and a lot of people were excited about seeing it. Ed happened to have a song that I kind of picked out that kind of fits along a little bit. Let's listen to it. This is Pastor Ted Marshall. I hope you enjoyed the program. AVRM is American Veterans Radio Ministry. It's a ministry of Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida. You can reach us at www.mygcf.com.
or you can go to facebook.com/myghcf. Thanks again for listening to The Last Patrol.
We were proud to call him brother. We were proud of what he'd done. Would it have been any different if America had won? Not too late to thank him or tell him that you miss him. You can tell him that you love him. Touch his name upon the wall. One of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. Left us slowly numb, but his spirit still